Louis took this amateurish attempt on his life very badly. Although his doctors promised a full recovery, he was convinced this was the end of him.
Je vous laisse un royaume bien troublé. Je vous souhaite que vous le gouverniez mieux que moi.
It's a flesh wound, the mildest of cuts, effectively, but it has a disproportionate effect on Louis XV. He goes into a very deep depression after this, because he feels that, you know, he has become, instead of the well-beloved, he's become the well-hated.
Je meurs.
Mon médecin Louis dit qu'il n'y a point à s'inquiéter.
Je meurs et je le sais bien. Que l'on fasse venir l'abbé Rochecourt pour qu'il me donne l'absolution.
Vous en connaissez le prix, Louis.
Je vais paraître au tribunal de Dieu, madame.
Rather amusingly, an old marshal comes along and asks him to cough, spit and piss. And he says, well, you're okay. Okay, my lad. There's nothing important being touched. But that's not, of course, the way Louis XV sees it.
Alors, la blessure est peu profonde. Tout juste la pointe d'un ongle.
Bien, très bien.
Elle est plus que vous croyez. Car elle va jusqu'au cœur.
The psychological shock of one of his own subjects attacking him. This situation is the culmination of his lack of virtue, and so he's bound to feel that it's his own fault, he's bound to feel guilty, and it's bound to give rise to a great deal of self-questioning.